wanted to lead you in a song written for the women at the women's prison here in Raleigh that names a lot of our female saints of the Bible. And the words are on the screen behind me. Oh, I'll teach you the refrain first. It goes, I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Yes, I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. God of Hagar, God who sees, hear my cry and look at me. I've been silent, I am weak. God who sees me, God who sees. God of Esther, God of Esther, God of Ruth, tell me, Lord, why I am used. I've been taken, I've been I did what I had to do. I believe. And I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. God of Tamar, God of every daughter's birth, we have cut her into pieces, spread her across the earth. I am hurting, I who hurt. God of every precious birth, I believe, and I believe that I will see the goodness of God. Sing with me. We're going to lead you all in His Eye is on the Sparrow as we prepare for Rhonda's message.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know and I know he watches me.
Grace and peace, everyone. In 2001, I was convicted of a crime. I received 17 to 22 years in the penitentiary. And while I was there, I found God. Someone that I did not know, someone that I did not understand, someone that is my friend today. And while I was there, he visited me. And I made this poem up. When I was in prison, he visited me. Through the years, my tears became unexisted, dried out by pain, replaced by strength I've gained while I was in prison. Illiterate to the signs, blind eyes, unable to identify the fundamentals, quoting the same prayer became a ritual. Only convenient suitable to my accommodations, unanswered prayers, didn't recognize his dedication. Consciously apprehending a voice unfamiliar to me, self-conscious of a feeling I cannot describe knowingly. Visions and dreams to be dissected of the revelations before me, but all the while it was you, Lord, who was for me. Trials and tribulations oppressed by the wrath of sin, but again, he wiped my tears, cared me, and continued to stay my friend. Through songs, my heart began to long. The testimonies I thought was too long. Was I wrong? Too far gone? Left alone, but I need to be strong. But he still visited me. Down on my knees, I shout, Jesus! No shame. Tears streaked down my face, and I said, I'm tired of this race. But while I was in prison, he visited me. Lord, have mercy, he finally freed me. As an adolescent, I remember saying, when I grow up, I want to be a teacher. I used to create an audience with dolls, fully attentive of their stares. But what I didn't see lurking was a cruel intention Satan had over my life. I was raped as a child, self-destructed as a teenager, and imprisoned 2 decades of my life. Never did I expect the extent of preparation it actually took to teach. When you talk about God's plan, his purpose, destiny will lead you exactly where you meant to be. Trials and tribulations was my journey, and through life experience, I stand empowered by the grace of God. My wounds are transparent, and I govern the same punishment as Jesus. I was denied, mocked, and eventually crucified. The crown of thorns on my head was placed to remind me that every day, if I call on the name of Jesus, I too will witness my true resurrection. I shed those same bloods and tears as God. And when I was nailed on the cross, Jesus saved me. See, I was a chosen disciple. The Lord is my almighty Father, and what he has prepared for me, I shall not want. He saved my enslaved soul from darkness so that I can hear his voice. Yea, though I walk through the valley of sexual abuse, mental wounds, and prison walls, I no longer fear no evil. My Almighty Father was with me when I didn't know him, and he still protected me. He prepared a teacher within me and reminded me of my adolescent dreams. So surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. To kind of give you some insight, what I was saying was that, you know, as a child, you have all these dreams. You want to be a doctor, teacher. You know, that's the norm. But God's plan was he wanted me to be a different type of teacher. He wanted me to be a teacher for him. So I was allowed to go through life and go through circumstances, trials and tribulations, to become the teacher I am today. Through the wounds of the wall, through the walls I had, I've received wounds. I have been stereotyped, but I'm at the end of the day, I am God's child. I am God's child, and you are all my family. Today, it's a blessing just to be standing before you all, because 10 years ago, I was scared to stand in front of a congregation just to even shout God's name. But today I can say Jesus! I can say Jesus because he's the one that brought me through those 2 decades while I was in prison. I was so ashamed to walk out in public because I have an ankle bracelet on my leg. But that ankle bracelet does not defy me. God has me. And with that said, I just want to say thank y'all so much. And God is truly real. He's truly real. And I feel him deeply in my heart. And because I have this new journey, he is going to continue to walk with me here on earth and continuously in heaven. Thank you. Yesterday, visual bars consumed my temporary existence. Physical scars exhumed my internal exterior. Assuming I'm a product of my environment, but I'm only captive of the capability of my mental sense. Strong-armed and segregated from freedom and independence, an act of repercussions from my own decisions. Repetitive disruptions has become my alarm clock, dealing with different characteristics in each block. Am I down on luck or just corrupt in society eyes? Or am I challenged to realization behind the disguise? Otherwise, the dry cries, the days still go by. Lonely nights, writing kites, years flying by. My heart weep, I can't sleep, but God said, I must reap. Trying to manipulate God's intention is like carrying the cross myself, the devil's redemption. Today, I'll be written off statistically, but a living genius mentally. Captured and finally free physically, emotionally independent, rightfully. You see, those visual bars don't possess me anymore. They made me stronger, phenomenal free, the pure essence to become all that I can be. The repercussions emphasize my worth, and the repetitive disruptions define my senses. The mere intimidation solidified my pride and compelled me to overcome all obstacles. Another cry, another day, lonely nights, still writing kites, years continue to fly by, but finally I stop asking why. Reality is, life friction caused me a temporary eviction. I was my own tension, but now I'm a living witness. My heart no longer weep. Peaceful sleep, God is finished here. It was all his intention, reality.